gonna get dark, so everybody just chill out.
Does anyone have a story where they did not drop a child?
You'd be like, ice, nice, ice, 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 ice.
Your kid is screaming every night, not sleeping, and you're fine with it?
Leave this girl alone.
Shit,
just text me. I need a place to stay tonight.
So I continued to see him for 9 months.
My husband was very upset.
You gotta let him smash out of principle.
One guy on your birthday, fine, deal.
I'm like, y'all, what the f-? I'm on Molly.
Somebody airdropped a dick pic.
Welcome to Haunted Homies with Matt Wright, Elton Castay, and Corey Shearer. A show about all things that haunt you. From ghosts and monsters to worst life decisions, bad breakups, embarrassing moments, and unforgettable stories. All told live from within Comedy Club.
Virginia, what's up? How is everyone?
Oh, shit.
Good to see you guys, man. Thanks so much for coming out. Welcome to the Haunted Homies podcast.
Anybody have anything they want to admit to, hauntingly?
Oh, you're exploiting your friend.
Yeah, not me.
That's a good start.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I'm not even her friend.
Okay.
God damn. That might be the meanest thing someone could ever say. Imagine you think someone's friend and they go, no. That fucking sucks.
Damn, she's been waiting for that reason for like a year to be like, and hate you.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this moment, actually.
Damn. Someone's taking an Uber tonight.
You pray for her? Why?
To talk to you.
Why?
To talk to you. I pray to Jesus for her to talk to you.
I don't think he likes that table.
You imagine you prayed to Jesus and he actually listened to you and that's what you got? You could have prayed for anything else. You're like, no, I just want this random bitch to talk to Matt. That'd be, thank you, Lord, so much.
Yeah, do you even know her?
No.
What?
She's from Georgia. I don't know who she is.
Wait, dead ass?
You guys really don't know each other.
South Carolina, we're from here.
Leave this girl alone. Fucking bully? Oh my God.
I see a hand on the right side.
Uh-oh.
What is it? Is it a crime? Is it a prank? Is it a regret? Is
Get it off your chest. Breathe.
I got a kid beat up by my best friend.
You got a kid beat up by your best friend? You had your best friend beat up a person?
Wait, hold on. Like, as you're an adult,
and they beat up
and you
a kid?
Got some little kids to get beat up?
I'm pretty sure that's racketeering.
We were 28.
Did you almost say 13 and then say, oh, wait, 29?
What?
We were 28. The kid was 16. It was a prank gone. I love to prank call people. So it is from a car guy. It's like, it's me. It's Todd. It's Todd Crane. And I was...
What's happening right now?
Did you just have a schizophrenic episode? It's Todd. 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 Todd.
Like, who the fuck is this? And there was a kid on the beach that he was lifeguarding that talked like that. Unbeknown to me, I kept doing it, and one day I did it on his lunch break, and my friend Ray had had enough and fucking went and decked the kid. And the kid's like, I don't know what I did. He's like, you fucking know. And then Ray told me and our other best friend, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Hi, it's me. It's Todd Crane. And he goes, are you kidding me?
So you kept crank calling your friend, but doing a voice that sounded like a kid in your neighborhood, basically.
Oh, I didn't know that kid sounded like that. I didn't know. Who sounds like that?
That kid.
What is the voice? What is it? I'm Craig. What?
If you watch the Kardashians, like, it's Todd. It's Todd Crane. And it's like...
Oh, we don't watch that shit. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm a...
So has anyone here sold any drugs or...
Man, if I do a good impression of her, will someone beat her up? This dude's got his hand up. What'd you do wrong?
At my job, I walked into a satanic ritual on accident.
You work at the White House? Where do you work?
So, I'm a firefighter EMT.
I was hoping you worked at Subway or something, dude. Okay, firefighter walked in on a satanic ritual.
So we do like not just fires, like medical calls too. So mm-hmm. I walked into the house and apparently the person just didn't make it because they were quote-unquote choking on water, but when we walked in, there was a closet. In that closet, there was just like a satanic shrine. And pretty much, like, the candles were on, like, when the guy, he was, like, alive at first. He didn't make it, but...
Are you telling me that firefighters sacrificed this man by drowning him?
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
God.
And then blew out his birthday candles? Is that what I'm hearing? Okay, you walked in, you saw the closet was made into like a voodoo shrine kind of. The candles were lit and everything, and you were responding to a man who had been choking?
So, he was in cardiac arrest. He was already dying.
Okay.
And they said, might as well finish him off. Might as well get the mileage out of this guy.
Like, he ended up passing away, and then his wife, though, or quote-unquote wife, was, like, not even sad. She was actually, like, talking to the cop like it was, like, a relief. And so, but then I looked at the candles in the closet, and they like blocked off anywhere people can mess with stuff. And the candles were off when the guy died. But then a week later, we went back to that house for that same lady, and she was dead.
How did she die?
Fire.
Gotta be. Gotta be.
The same thing, cardiac arrest.
Heart attack?
I don't know, cardiac arrest can happen almost anything.
What?
That's why we don't fuck with Ouija boards and shit.
Wait, hold on. So am I following this correct? That means you think the fire department... Wait, hold on.
He thinks they both died from doing sacrificial shit, I think.
Okay.
Like magic.
Got it. I'm just... At first, I thought this was happening in the firehouse.
No!
Like oh, okay.
No!
Well, because he said he was
responding to a house call.
Well, no, I know, but he said he was a firefighter and he walked in at work, and I'm like, you work in the firehouse. So I thought the firefighters were just sacrificing the senior citizens.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Look, reading comprehension, not my strong suit. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Good to know, okay. I thought my tax money was going to Satan for a second. Got out of that.
Man. Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah, what part of town was this? Where was it? It was Portsmouth? Oh, that's not black magic. That's fentanyl. Actually, way worse.
Man.
That's fucking terrifying, huh? Portsmouth is great. What are you, the mayor? Yeah. No, guys, it's not that bad. We give everyone their own needle. You don't even have to...
Yeah, the fentanyl's clean there.
Yeah. What do you do there?
I'm a public defender.
Oh, well then, yeah.
I'll be honest,
Close
not
case.
Doing a great job right
no.
now. It's not that bad. Why? Because it's not.
You say you get them all out? That is a dark way of looking at it.
Okay.
Is their rights?
Let them do everything they want there.
Bet, let them live in your house. You would not. No, you would take drug addicts and dealers into your home.
I'll text one of my clients right now.
Just text me. I need a place to stay tonight. Let's see. I don't buy it. I love a good petty prank.
Yeah.
One time, Kyle, one of our videographers, it was myself, Alex, another comic that opens for me, and Kyle, our videographer. We were all at this hotel hanging out, and we were trying to decide if we wanted to get food, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't quite decide, but Kyle went ahead and ordered food and was like, I didn't know y'all wanted anything. So we were furious already, right? And he goes, well, I got a girl coming over. If y'all going to be down here in the hotel lobby, just you know, tell her to go. I'm up in room, whatever. And we're like, oh, okay. So he went upstairs to his room, and we were still mad about the food situation, that we had this whole thing planned out. When she got there, when she walked into the hotel lobby, I was going to come out with a clipboard and said, hey, hello, would you like to take a seat? Do you realize you're here to meet a 14-year-old boy named Kyle? Have the text right here. I want to swallow you whole, it says. Like Legos, it says. I love a good petty prank,
like
man.
Like Legos?
Yeah, because kids eat Legos.
Oh, I know.
That's good.
Yeah, I know. I'll commit next time.
That's good.
That's such a funny thing to do to somebody when they're coming over to you just come out and make them think they're a pedophile. That's so funny, dude. And you immediately they gotta be like, ah. Oh. Ah, I'm just kidding. Go get piped down. Whatever.
Okay, so this says, I accidentally dated an Australian neo-Nazi.
Sounded like an ad lib.
Oh, nar.
Nar.
Oh, nar.
Okay. When I was 21, I moved to Australia after college for 6 months, and the first week I was there, I met a handsome Australian man at a bar. It seemed too good to be true when he approached me. We chatted, he asked for my number, and then he took me on a series of dates. A few weeks later, I finally made the hour-long train ride out to his place. He lived on an Australian army base to stay the night. We had a great dinner and laughed for hours. Right before bedtime, he goes into this weird rant about how he's military, his father is military, and he's obsessed with military history. He wants me to know that he finds World War II to be especially fascinating because of the innovative military strategies of its time.
Because that gets girls just wet.
Wet. Oh,
you gotta... If you talk about guerrilla warfare, a girl would just... What is this pillow talk, dude?
We went to his bedroom, and I kid you not, he has a Nazi flag above his bed. He has a copy of Mein Kampf on his nightstand, and I have absolutely no way to get back to the city and realize I'm stuck here for the night. This man was a full-on Australian neo-Nazi. Worst part is, I was extremely depressed and lonely, so I continued to see him for 9 months.
Oh, three months.
Sorry, it says 3 months. Sorry. Until he broke up with me for a German blonde chick, who he ended up marrying and moved to Germany with.
After he dumped her, she should have went and f***ed a black guy. That would have been the perfect revenge.
Okay, Sonia, where are you at?
Right there. Nice to meet you. How you doing? Okay.
Good, I'm great.
How long ago was this?
It was 15 years ago. So it wasn't... Okay. I've had a lot of time to...
You've had a lot of what?
Therapy. I've had a lot of time to go to therapy and stuff.
You thought she was going to say dick too, right?
Me too, like, yeah.
I've had a lot of dick to recover and...
You dated him even after you knew he was a Nazi, you still dated him for 3 months? You were so lonely that you're like, I'll hate Jews for 3 months.
I've never been so sad that I'm like, I agree with some of these things.
You see the
Was he
the
hot?
He was super hot.
Super hot?
Damn.
That is a dilemma.
Did you sleep with him? Did he pull your hair like that?
Oh.
That was good. That was good.
That's Did he ever terrible.
That's great. Did he ever dirty talk?
He was really dirty.
He was?
Yeah. He'd be like, ice nice, ice, 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 ice.
Is this your new boyfriend?
You're Jewish?
Oh, man. You gotta let him smash out of principle.
You have to.
Out of principle.
You have
to. For at least 3 months.
Oh, 100%. Yup. Are you really Jewish? Ah.
He's Jewish.
Yeah. Damn. That makes me wonder, like, what's the craziest you would put up with to still somebody? That's up there. That's up there pretty good. A Nazi's pretty much as bad as you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think there's anybody worse than that, really.
Did you say anything, like, about the flag when you walked in? Or were you just like, oh, that's pretty. I love that color.
He had candles lit.
Yes, so did the guy who died in the firefighter's arms.
He made me kangaroo for dinner. Like,
he made you kangaroo? You can eat kangaroo?
Oh, yeah. It's like their beef.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like their beef out there.
That's sad. I don't think you should be able to eat kangaroos.
I feel like you should only be able to eat kangaroo if you can outbox it first.
100%. You got to be able to take it by hand. Yeah. For sure. So he had candles lit. He made you kangaroo.
He made you read one chapter of Mein Kampf and...
Yeah, read me a bedtime story.
Well, the Jews, they...
I'm an hour and a half away from the city. I was in Australia with only one other person. Nobody knew I was there. Like,
wait, hold on. You ended up...
What you should say is you should talk about how you can't wait for Passover.
So I can get passed over to the other side by him?
Exactly. Yes.
Did you say you got stuck at his camp and you had to take a train to get there?
And that tape was fire.
The tape was fire.
I don't want to gas you up, but you are pretty cute, you know. It's terrible. Well, I'm glad you're back to hating people.
I'm just curious. Did he try and like push anything on you, like to convert you and get you, like, or was he just kind of like, hey,
no,
I like, like how some people like, I like Marvel superheroes. He's like, I just like Nazis.
He made me watch a weird movie one time.
What weird movie?
Was it in German?
Honestly don't remember. And then one time we went to a tattoo parlor and he wanted to get the SS symbol tattooed on his fucking arm. And that's when I started to question my life.
Oh, that's when?
That was a turning point.
You're right.
That's when?
Yep, that's it.
The SS tattoo is when you're like, meh, dick's not that good.
If I was her boyfriend now and I hear about this story, I'd be like, I have so much wiggle room. Like, I know she'll put up with a lot of bad shit. Interesting. Well, thank you for sharing about your sexual escapades.
Yes, thank you. Give it up for that, y'all. That was amazing. Wow.
My husband was a repeat cheater, and I finally gave in and said, fuck it, and cheated with a 20-year-old on my 33rd birthday. Hello, Child Protective Services. 20 is still a boy. Oh, let's go around defending him. Let's do that.
The public defender?
Yeah. Oh, I hope it's her.
He's allowed to do whatever he wants.
Really? Oh. Okay, husband cheated on me several times over the course of 10 years. Finally, we agreed I could sleep with someone else for my 33rd birthday.
Pause. What? Sorry?
Well, that's not cheated. That's not cheated. But I was on Bumble talking to some potential guys. The guy I wanted to hook up with couldn't make it to my birthday party. That's sad. Like, me and my husband agreed. So instead, I finally said, karma's finally returned in the favor. On the day of my actual birthday, I told my husband I needed to go to Walmart to get some stuff. Meet a 20-year-old Navy boy at Walmart, and we ended up driving to a religious daycare parking lot while they were closed and fucked in his car. My husband was very upset.
Wait.
That I was gone on my birthday, and I never told him what I did.
Couldn't they have just fucked in the Walmart parking lot?
Yeah, why a religious daycare? Was it the younger version of her boyfriend? We then had my birthday party, where I was supposed to sleep with someone my husband knew about, and he ended up getting too drunk and losing his shit on me, and me and the guy, and going on a rampage, breaking shit. That's when the relationship ended for good. I went a little crazy with hookups from Bumble. Some amazing hookups. A little too many details.
Jesus. After. We get it.
And then came across my now fiance on Bumble after our first date. It was no, it was no one but him, unless Matt wants some fun. I am all funned out. Damn.
Dude, please tell me the fiance is here.
Yeah,
he is?
Oh my God. What up, Donald Cuck? Where you at? Is it you? What up, dog? You should run. Multiple. So you guys met on Bumble?
Yes.
Okay, man. That's conflicting. Because, like, you guys are engaged now, right?
Yes.
You guys gonna get married?
Yes.
Spend your life together happily? Man.
Did you know?
But you could have just smashed and never spoke again.
Did you know about all this prior to right now?
He knew that I did that. He didn't.
He knew that you.
He didn't know about the Bumble rampage you went on.
That you went crazy, just ripping off your clothes and fucking everybody.
Yeah, that she was the queen bee of Bumble. That all the troops have been inside that little honeycomb hideout. That she has sex with a 20-year-old and a daycare. I'll do this all day. Just go into more details over and over again. What's that?
The legal age in some states is 16.
Why do you know
that? Why do you know that?
Why do you say that so confidently and proudly with a smile on your face? She went, the legal age is 16 in some states.
Yeah, why do you know that? And which ones?
No.
So I can stay away.
Sir, what age did she abduct you at? You were 18 and he was 12?
He looks 18 now. How old are you, dog?
I'm 27.
27? You sure? All right, good on you, dog. Sexy-ass beard, whatever.
Okay, well, I got a question. So how many times did your ex cheat on you to lead up to that?
Too many to count.
But you knew. And then, hold on, you negotiated? You, like, set terms like a hostage negotiation to be like, on this date, at this time, I will get dicked down by one boy.
It had to have started with, like, you asked for 3 to 5, right?
It started because his friend wanted to sleep with me.
What a friend. What the fuck is going on in Virginia, dog? Can you do that? If somebody's dating a hot girl, can you just be like, hey, next. Come on, let me sub in. Tag in.
You fucking call dibs.
Yeah.
My germs.
Okay, so how did that proposal start? Like, did he know you wanted to get back at him, or you told him for my birthday, since you cheated on me so many times, I want to sleep with somebody else?
So we had talked about trying it before because I had given him a female threesome before.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. It's not. Wait, you gave him a two female threesome?
Like it was you and another girl?
Yes.
Okay, that's a blessing.
He said he owed me, technically, and...
He's just out here, I owe you, babe. You can get yours one day. I owe you?
It's like a Jersey Mike's punch card.
Oh.
He gets 10 sandwiches, you get one for free.
He was showing my dorm pictures to his friends at work in school, and his friends said he would...
College?
College.
All right. You gotta say that, because some people know statistics.
So his friend told him he would sleep with me, and my husband told me that he was my type. The friend backed out because he was scared of my husband. And then that's when I went on Bumble.
I don't know if I can fuck my girl's friend without him being there.
You want to look him in the eyes when you do it?
Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay, man. I get it. She's hot. I know.
But he got to be there to coach you through it. You know what I mean? If my boy was going to fuck my girl, I'd be like, all right now. Slow it down.
I'd be the opposite. I'd be like, hey, man, she doesn't like that. Harder.
That's conflicted. Yeah, y'all weren't going to make it.
No.
Zero doubt in my mind.
I'm still just imagining the negotiations. Like, okay, I want to cheat on you 3 times. He goes two. He goes one. He goes two. You go two. No, one, three. How about one, two, finger, double penetration, two at one time. No, three,
it's
five, one, two, seven. How about this and that, and then I can suck on a dick. What? No, two, seven, five. One guy on your birthday. Fine, deal.
And sold.
Wow.
You sound like a sex trafficking auctioneer, dude. Jesus, man.
Okay, so why did you drive to the daycare to
do it? Yeah, why was that the location?
I forgot about that.
That's like the worst place to go. Everybody knows you can't f*** within like 100 yards of anything school related. Everybody knows that.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you can't have your d*** out anywhere within 100 yards of a school. If you get caught f***ing out of school, you'll be charged as a registered sex offender for the rest of your life. Because I'll be f***ing. Dog? Grow up.
All right, here's our next story. My babysitter growing up had a grenade my sisters and I played with all the time.
Virginia!
When my sisters and I were younger, my Nana babysat us at her house. My Nana and her husband were in her 60s. Her husband was in one of the wars. We aren't sure which one.
One of them.
When he brought his stuff back, he had a grenade. My sisters and I would already fight over who got to hold it. Her husband told us it was not live. My mom always saw us playing with it, and she thought it was fine. Probably took her to that daycare. When I was 13, my Nana passed away, and my uncle came over. He saw the grenade we were playing with and called the police because he wasn't sure if it was safe. They sent the bomb squad out to our house. The bomb squad got geared up, went to the front window sill where it was left from us last playing with it. They carefully put it in this big explosion box. They did what they needed to do to see if it was a live grenade, ... I won't leave you hanging. Yes, it was a live grenade. They took it to a field and the damn thing fucking exploded.
Coolest grandparents ever.
What?
That's awesome.
What?
That is awesome, dude. I agree.
They were a pin pull away from Jen.
Can you imagine you're holding it, I'm holding it, we're fighting over it?
Oh my god.
It's fucked.
What? Yeah, that's fucked. Whose is that?
Michelle. Where are you at, Michelle? Oh, you're right above us?
Right there.
I'm rolling down.
How you doing? Are you on a much lower chair? Why? Back problems. Back problems. Okay, making sure.
Okay,
good, good job, dog. Atta boy! No schools for this bitch ever again.
Wait, how long did y'all play with this grenade for? From what age to 13?
Like from when we're little.
From like four?
Like one or two.
One or two?
You played with this grenade for 12 years?
And my sister, we would pull it out and look at each other and laugh, and then we'd put it back in.
Wait, what? No.
She said they would pull out the pin and go, ah, and put it back in.
Holy shit.
That is insane.
That's the craziest game of hot potato I have
ever
craziest.
Oh my god.
Dude, I can't believe this is real.
That's insanity. I can't believe you're still alive. That's amazing.
What did your mom say, like, after it exploded?
She was like, I shouldn't have let y'all play with it.
She said, I shouldn't have let you play with it?
Good
damn.
Point.
Maternal instincts on 10.
I'm just picturing your seesaw in your backyard as a fucking rocket launcher.
Could be anything.
That is fucking awesome.
That's a cool gift to give somebody. A non-live one would be pretty cool, actually. That feels like a hood ornament someone would have in Virginia. Y'all guns out here, don't you? Yeah, I knew it. For no reason. Are there even things to hunt out here? Hilarious. You guys are so funny, dude.
You know what we've never asked, and I'm curious? Because of the bad parenting thing, I'm curious, is there anyone here that's ever just done something, like, super messed up as a parent? Like, to the kids?
Like, I should have done that. Like, yeah. You know, like, anybody here ever, like, drop a kid severely and not tell the dad or something? Something in that realm?
Wait.
Why did 15 hands go up in the back like, yo?
What'd you do?
So I have a 2-week-old baby.
Right now?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be here.
She's breastfeeding right now.
I literally dropped my phone on her head this morning.
You dropped your phone on your baby's head?
Okay.
And I blamed her little sister, her big sister.
The dad asked you where the mark came from, and you said the big sister? That's fucking hilarious. That's the kind of parent I aspire to be.
My
What kind of phone do you have?
iPhone, the Pro, the heavy one.
The big one.
Oh. I was hoping you had like a Samsung Juke or something small.
Yeah.
An iPhone on your baby's head is very funny, actually. Because we've all done it. We've all been laying in bed like this. And that shit right on there.
Yeah.
You feel so stupid. Now that baby feels stupid. What a play.
Yeah. Yeah, your baby probably feels so dumb.
Can you imagine it leave a little dent in their forehead and it's just like a perfect little phone holder now?
Oh.
You like beating him, watching a movie.
He just turns him into a f***ing iHome.
Wait, there were some more hands raised back there.
We were furniture shopping, and I put the baby...
Furniture shopping, and you put the baby where?
I put my baby on the bed. I didn't swear to God in 2 seconds, and he rolled off the bed. I fell on the floor, I picked him up and ran.
Furniture shopping, laid your baby on the bed, he rolled off onto the floor, and then you just scooped him up and ran?
Like it was a fumbled football?
Yeah. Did you run out of the store? Because that'd be the scariest thing to see. To see a baby scoop a baby, to see a woman scoop a baby off the floor and run outside with it would be the most alarming thing to see at a furniture shop. Was it Wayfair?
It was way
unfair. Look at that lady. She just got a new desk. Oh, man. Crazy.
I like that you ran away. You could have just act like it didn't happen.
Oh, I was so upset. I was like, get me out of here.
Man. Facts. So it wasn't memory foam, the mattress. You're supposed to be able to put like a glass of wine on that shit and not move. People are jumping next to it.
Hmm. I literally thought it was going to be stories about like 10, you know, 10-year-olds, 15-year-olds, not just babies.
It doesn't have to be just a baby. Maybe I gave a morbid example. Did you do something?
It wasn't my kid exactly. It was my brother.
Was your brother? What did you do?
Well, I was 6 years old, and my brother was probably like 3-4 months old.
What is it with the babies and Virginia being abused? Do we need bubble wrap for your children?
I was 6 years old, okay? Uh-huh. My mother should not have left me with that child, but either way.
You were six babysitting?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Hispanic families, they just have kids, raising kids. Anyways, so I remember I was rocking him in that little swing was, and I had it open. So he just slipped from that swing, and all you hear is him wailing, like, starts screaming, crying. And because I got so freaked out because I hear my mom like, what happened? I pick him up quickly and I just put him back in there. And all of a sudden my mom's like, what's going on? What's going on? I don't know. He's just crying.
You let him fall out of the little swing thing?
Yeah, I let him fall. I feel guilty now.
That's on you.
Yeah. I was 6 years old and I feel really guilty because now.
Did he turn out okay?
He's schizophrenic.
He's schizophrenic? I don't want to say that's your fault.
I will say that. I'll say that. It's your fault.
I'm blaming my mother, okay?
It's definitely your fault.
I don't know. I don't think it was the only time that I dropped him.
Wait, you think that was the only time you dropped him?
I was like 6-7 years old raising another child, okay?
And now you've raised apparently 9 children.
Because of the personalities. I like that.
Oh,
that's
I get
good.
It.
That's good.
I get it.
You have a child now?
Yeah.
How old is he?
9.
9?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He should be good.
I did lose him at the beach today.
You lost him at the beach today?
It was terrible.
Where is he right now?
She doesn't know.
In the
car? At the beach?
At the beach?
Mom?
You want to know a real thing? The only thing I'm afraid of is drowning. It's because I was boogie boarding in Huntington Beach and my mom just like wasn't paying attention and the rip current pulled me out. I ended up being 3 miles offshore just on a boogie board for hours. And then finally someone realized I was missing and the Coast Guard had to come find me.
I've like never heard this story.
That's the only reason I'm afraid of drowning, because I was sitting on a boogie board in the middle of the ocean. I was like 12, maybe 13, like right in that window, just out there, just in my board shorts, all alone.
And you were 12 and 13?
Yeah, 12
and
13.
So you were terrifying and probably hard for no reason at the same time. If I was 12 or 13, stuck on a boogie board in the middle of the ocean, and I thought I was gonna die, I'd definitely be like, I'll jack off again. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. Why not?
For
no reason.
Damn. Brutal. That's insane. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's the reason. That's the reason where my fear of drowning came from. Huh. Yep, and then I almost drowned on a boogie board as an adult, so that was fun.
I like
moment.
Seeing all the parents still holding their hands up. Like, you won't
please
believe
let
what
me
I
tell
did.
Myself. Just kidding, we'll give you a chance.
Not about me, it's about my late husband, but he was so high that he left my daughter at 7-Eleven.
That's amazing. I'm high right now, fill me in.
The lady at 7-Eleven actually knew me, so she called me and was like, so your daughter's here on my counter.
How old was she?
1.5.
Was she to buy herself? Was she in a carrier?
He was like getting hot dogs for my kids.
No, he was high. The hot dogs were for him and only him. Man, how good is that weed that you forget your child?
I know.
I mean, you want to forget about your problems when you smoke. Not physically, you know. The fact that he just left her on the counter like this. You know, she watched him walk away and didn't know words. It was probably just like,
bro, he thought he was, like, doing something good for her. He's like, here, I'm gonna leave her here. She loves taquitos. Just get her the Monterey Jack.
I love the idea of someone equally as high coming in after him and be like, all right, I'm gonna get these Reese's and a Big Gulp. And, oh, how much for the baby? When'd y'all start selling these?
That's insane. That's wild.
Who here 100% believes in the paranormal? Make noise with the podcast.
A good amount, actually.
How many people in here make noise if you like, no way ghosts are real?
Interesting. Really? You don't believe? Not at all. Huh. Well, that's kind of the hope of this show, is that maybe some of these stories or firsthand experiences can help make you a little bit of a believer. Oh, yeah, we got to convert you, man. And then we got to get you a razor. You look like fucking, what's his name from Narnia? Mr. Timmons? Is that his name? Yeah, then Mr. Whatever. Logline first. The time I tried to leave my white friends during ghost hunting. This one might actually be good for an act out. You guys want to act this one out?
Should we act this out?
Okay.
I mean, we are ghost hunters.
Do you want me to move the stool? Or do you need it for a prop?
Okay.
No, you're good. Take
okay.
it.
Okay, okay.
Wait. 1 second.
Bro, you gave me the longest one. When's the last time y'all read out loud? All right.
We're bringing the story to life?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
As stupid teenagers do, we decided, hey, there are like tons of historical homes and plantations here in Virginia, like really close by. Let's go visit these places in the middle of the night. Geniuses we were. I'm 16, 17 years old at the time. We drove to this plantation. I can't remember which one, but we were in. Virginia Beach. It was about 1 a.m. There are two cars of us, like 8 people. Little bit of backstory about me. I am the whitest black person. Go ahead. He didn't say gay. Oh, that's actually very funny. That's very funny, I get it. I'm mixed Filipino and black and tons of other shit. I was adopted into a white family. Aw, is that him with his dad? Aw, that's cute. I grew up at the ocean front. 99% of my friends are white. Surfer skater types, beach kids, mahalo. So we go to this house. There are candles in every window.
Oh, the fire department's here.
That was
good.
We're out walking around in the dark with flashlights because cell phones didn't really have dedicated flashlights back then.
All the cell phones have been dropped on babies.
I can't stop staring at this house like I feel the creepiness.
I can't stop staring at this house. I feel the creepiness.
No, that's just me. I'm just jerking you off.
Thank you.
My brain is telling me, get in the car, bitch.
Get in the car, bitch.
You gotta go.
You gotta go.
All the candles go out, one by one. As I'm looking into this house, I'm like, y'all, we should go.
Y'all, we should go.
Shut up, we're fine.
I get dismissed like we just got here. It's fine, blah, blah, blah.
It's fine, blah, blah, blah.
I'm kind of just standing there as we walk around.
What?
What? I'm kind of just standing there as we walk around. I'm just looking at this house, not even moving. It's dark, because the lights went out. Orbs start to appear. I'm like, y'all, what the f-?
I'm on Molly.
Everyone's like, it's fireflies.
It's just fireflies.
I'm like, these ain't blinking.
These ain't blinking.
They's just floating.
They just floating.
We need to go.
We got a deal.
Shut up, we're fine.
Okay.
The creepy feeling kept getting stronger. I wanted to leave so much, but I can't move.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere, baby.
Are you the fear?
I am now.
I didn't drive yet, so I can't just take the car and go, even though I would have. I start to hear chains along the wind. Why did this turn into like a poem?
Two chain, but I got me a few more.
Man, it got really dark.
Okay.
I'm like, fuck this, y'all. I'm going to the car.
I'm going to the vehicle.
Shut up, it's fine.
Absolutely not, they all dismiss me again.
Absolutely not, you dirty little fuck. You're gonna stay here and you're gonna go somewhere.
Why are your friends so
sneezy? And you're
not
going anywhere until you talk to Satan, you little fuck whore.
Okay.
Good.
So I make myself walk to the car. The entire time I said, dot, 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 look, slave ghosts.
Dot, 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 look, slave ghosts.
Oh my God, no, hold on, I have to read it in the correct enunciation, okay. The entire time I was walking to the car, I said, look, slave ghosts, I'm one of you. I'm not one of those white people. I'm not with them. Just let me leave. I promise I'll never come back. Go ahead, from the top. And a 5, 6, 7, 8. Man. I get to the car, sit in the back seat, and just keep saying it. They all come running back moments later, like we heard something and ran. We pull away. I look back at the house. The orbs slowly fade out of the light in the window.
My
the lights
going
in the window
down.
Come back on one at a time. I never went again. The end.
I was not about to say that.
Man, why were your friends so creepy? Where's Ashley? Hi, Ashley.
I was with my friend.
What?
I was with my friend.
Wait, I'm confused. So Ashley's here, and one of the white friends is here. You gotta stop hanging out with her. She's putting you in bad situations. How did you feel about the whole experience? Like, was there any part of it that you walked away being like, I mean, we kind of saw some creepy shit?
I've not been ghost hunting since that moment.
The fact that you were trying to speak to slave ghosts and were like, ah. Let's chill.
That is so funny to me because Corey and I have been in the same situation. Not the same kind of ghost, but like been so scared of like with devil with Elton that we'll be like, hey, no, not we're not offering our souls. That is, yep. That'll be Elton only.
Yep.
So I understand you pleading with spirits. I really do.
I had a running joke. If I was ever caught with any of my friends, I was 100% going to tuck and roll out of the car and walk the other way down the street. Like, I am not with those white people. I have never been more black in my life at that moment.
I am the blackest person I know.
Probably not, but...
The best part about this whole story is how scared white people are right now.
You guys are so uncomfortable.
This is the best fucking story. I love this.
Why are you so apprehensive for ghosts?
I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm like afraid. I'm just not.
Your story would say otherwise.
I don't want to tempt fate.
Every day you do that though. Every day you wake up, you tempt fate a little bit. You don't know what's in store for you. You know what? Actually, I'm kind of on your side about this argument even more because Elton gives me that kind of shit all the time. Like, whenever we go ghost hunting and I'm like, okay, I'd be okay with, like, seeing a ghost, maybe talking to one, maybe a little touch, a little bit. But I don't want to be fucking possessed. I don't want to be thrown around or scratched. And Elton's like, that's what we're here for. I'm like, yeah. No.
You're more likely to die in a car accident than you are from a demon.
Unless you're going to the demons.
Every time you get on a freeway, that's what you're doing.
But here's the thing, if you visited demons as many times as you get in your car, I'd be more scared of that one. The odds aren't the same because you don't do them as much.
I'd argue that you're more likely to turn into a demon from driving in traffic than you are from ghost hunting.
Touché.
Have you heard someone get road rage?
Oh, me, big time.
Yeah, they turn into demon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that actually checks out a little bit. I agree with you. I don't like tempting fate. I like pushing the buttons. If you go and you see something, cool. But yeah, you don't want to go there and be mean and rile it up, Elton.
Okay. Hey, white friend in the back. Have you ever encountered anything?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever, like, actually seen, like, it seems like it's something you do often. Have you ever 100% seen a ghost?
Yeah, my house.
Why didn't you go there? Instead of taking your only black friend to a plantation.
Could have brought her to a nice 4-bedroom, 3-bath.
Could have just gone to your house.
Home-cooked meal.
Did I ever tell you that story about for my 22nd birthday, actually? It was 22nd or 23rd birthday?
Myrtles?
Yeah.
I know about Myrtles, but go ahead.
I do love paranormal, and I do like ghost hunting. It's something that's always fascinated me and something I've always wanted to do. But before I ever did it with Elton, for my 22nd birthday, I believe it was. Yeah, it was definitely 22nd or 23rd. I wanted to go to one of the most famously haunted plantations in the world called the Myrtle Plantation in Louisiana, which is, it's like I said, it's the most like notoriously haunted plantation in the world. And I wanted to go there to investigate it for my birthday. So I was going to invite a bunch of my friends to go, and I was going to pay for the whole trip. And who I was going to ask is my best friend for the past almost 9 years now. His name's Kevin. He's actually the new Jake from State Farm, if you guys have television. And I had this whole plan thought out already, how much flights were, how much the rooms were. I could rent it out for the whole weekend, like just me and my friends there. And him being my best friend, he was the first person I called. And for those of you who don't have television, the new Jake from State Farm is not white. He is, they went ethnic for the role. he is black. And I called him and I was like, hey man, we're gonna go to Louisiana for my birthday. He was like, sick, I'm so down, I love Mardi Gras. And I was like, you know how like ghost stuff, he was like, yeah, I know they do that white people shit down there. I was like, yeah, well, there's like a plantation we can go and stay at. And then he said, and then I said, Kevin? And then he said, yeah, man, I'm just trying to get over you asking me to go to a plantation with you right now. And I said, it could be fun. And he said, that's what they said last time. And he went. You know what the selling point was? The selling point was, I told him, I was like, if we go, you could have the master bedroom. And mind you, I was like, you gotta bring your girl. He was dating somebody at the time who was white. And I was like, this is your time, dog. You gotta fuck. his white girl in the master bedroom and take back all of history. And he did.
Wow.
It's the coolest flex ever, dog. I would have done the exact same thing. So we went, ended up being a fucking awesome time. But dude, trying to make that sales pitch was, I'd never sweated more. Sweat more, whatever.
That's amazing, man.
Huh?
I think the next
one. I didn't see anything too crazy. Bunch of footsteps, some disembodied voices, stuff like that. Children's handprints on the bed was pretty fucking creepy. But places like that, we've talked about this before plenty of times. Sometimes you go to a place that is so like notoriously haunted, and you actually don't even get anything. And there's so many theories behind that. Maybe they just don't feel like with you that day. But you go to a place that's visited every single day for 12 hours of tours, ghosts are probably tired. Like, you probably think about it. If ghosts really do operate off of energy, how much energy do you have to entertain a couple hundred guests a day coming into your place? So yep. Sometimes you have to go to a place that isn't really that popularly visited to get some cool shit. So
yeah,
it checked out. It was fun though. It's beautiful. If you ever get a chance to check it out, I say do it.
You know what's so different about our friend groups?
What?
You went to Myrtle's Plantation, so did we. But when you went, your friend, the girl, when we went, our friend, Evan, back there, ate 12 donuts in front of us.
He did. And it was his birthday.
It was his birthday. And we were like, hey,
you
man.
Went for your birthday too, Evan?
Yeah.
What?
And we got it. He loves donuts. We gave him a dozen donuts and said, eat them all in front of us.
Did he really? He ate all 12?
Oh, he did it. It's impressive what he can fit in his mouth. It's genuinely.
Word? Damn, Evan. Hi. You wanna go back? I didn't know he ate 12 fucking donuts. That's so fucking
glazed, nuts. Too. They weren't like that way when we gave it to him.
I was gonna say before or after.
Put that little birthday sauce on them.
Well, Ashley, I'm glad you made it out alive and your friends didn't get you killed at this ghost hunt. Thank you for sharing your story, Ashley. One more time for Ashley, everybody.
Thank you. Ooh, all right, next story. This says, 8 years ago, I captured a picture of a little girl in a selfie I took, and ever since that day, I haven't been able to get away from paranormal stuff. On a Thursday night in 2016, three friends and I went to Waffle House after a party. In the restaurant there were only the workers and us. We were all pretty drunk, and I was Snapchatting someone back, and I took a selfie. Even being pretty drunk, I thought someone had photobombed me. But when I looked closer in the picture, I noticed it was a little girl with black eyes, with cuts all over her face, and bangs were all chopped up.
That's actually most Waffle House employees.
Their child gets left there in a year and a half, and they just live there.
This is actually about their server. I then saved the picture to show my mom and stepdad at the time the next day, and they didn't believe me. Anytime I started experiencing anything in our old house, my stepdad would say, Emily did it again. So her name became Emily. Actually, guys, Emily's here. Say hi, Emily.
Stop telling my story.
Don't say it two more times. I'm afraid of what will happen. Emily. Okay.
Emily's gone. Till this day, I believe that Emily is still with me. I recently moved into my own house 2 years ago, and the back room is my son's room, and no one will go in there. Nobody will hang out with your son? Damn. My son is about to be 3 and has never slept in his room because he's terrified. Oh, shit. When he would sleep with my fiance and I, he would wake up and point to the corner in our room and just cry and scream.
Oh, now you gotta leave that kid at a 7-Eleven or something, man. You can't risk that.
Going out for hot dogs.
Stop. Now he will only sleep on the couch in the living room. He will not play in his room, and I will hear toys going off, and toys' buttons will be stuck and repeat over and over again in his room. The feel of walking by his room makes my chest so heavy that I start running down the hall because I feel like something is gonna happen. I feel like Emily is not a little girl. I have not backed up my pictures from 2016 on iCloud, but somehow I still have the picture in my phone and computer.
I swear.
You have the photo?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I have the photo.
I'm usually not scared of the paranormal, but the way she makes me feel is terrifying.
You ready? I've already seen it. I made sure before we read the story that I got the photo.
Oh, dude, you're gonna die, Emily. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Wow.
All right, I'll turn airdrop on.
Holy sh.
All right, everybody, turn airdrop on.
Drop the pick, drop the pick, drop the pick, do it.
Dick pick, which
just
one?
Drop it.
Yours or mine? Yours or mine?
Let them choose.
The one of
let
ours
let
together?
Them guess.
The one of ours
together? Yeah. Pushing tips.
The one that looks like Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Holy sh.
Like how there's no phone supposed to be out, and yet here I am.
We need a picture.
We're airdropping it. Everybody chill out.
Everyone chill the fuck out. Oh my God. All right, I'm sending you guys all... We're on all it.
Right, he's sending them. He's to start from the top. They're looking
all right,
from
we
the
go.
Bottom.
All right.
It's coming around. It's coming around.
Everyone who accepts it, thank you for the $100 you just Venmo'd me.
Oh, all right, shit.
I'm just going to drop it to enough people, and then you guys can look at it, and then we'll go on. My phone is like, fuck you, dude. No, I'm not sending this. Dude, watch this be like the next Ring. And
everyone, shit.
Oh, dude. Yo, watch that be like Emily's like, I got you, bitch. Dude, literally, what was that anyway? We were just like, Emily. Like,
well, yeah, who did that?
Who actually made that noise
who,
earlier?
Who was it that said stop over here? Dude, that's...
Watch everyone in here end up having children just crying in the corner of the room tonight.
Watch everyone in here that got that photo goes to Waffle House tonight.
Yeah. Dude, your fire department's gonna be so busy tomorrow. It's gonna be insane, dude. I'm so sorry. All right, we'll leave it there because the phones are gonna start...
Good amount of it. Did you go through on yours?
Yeah, I mean,
show it to the front row. Oh, wait, this has to go away. All the airdrops.
I can't show it to you because I gotta click out.
You got it?
It?
Can you show him?
I got it. All right, well, show it, Jesus.
Yeah, you can show it to people around you. You
give him
weirdos.
The curse too. We all want to die together. We all want to die together.
We all want to die together. You fools! You fell for the curse.
It's going through.
We all fly
are people
away.
Getting them? Or get another comment through?
All right, it's not going to go through. Oh, well, sorry.
When Jesus. This goes up on YouTube, everybody can go back and look at the photo. It's fucking terrifying. She's in the booth, classic Waffle House booth, in like right in like the little crease of her like leaning like this. There's a dead kid's face just right here. It is terrifying. That's one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Madison.
What the fuck?
All right,
what are you gonna do?
Pass your phones around in silence, if possible. Madison.
Guys, if we stop talking a little bit so we can hear Madison. Hey, balcony. Okay. Somebody airdropped a dick pic? That's hilarious.
No, it wasn't me. No,
whoever
wasn't me.
Did it, but, solid.
But I love an
are
opportunist, and that was beautiful. Thank you.
Is it big?
Oh my God!
What the fuck?
Yeah!
Wait, that's how it feels to chew 5 gum.
God damn!
Wait, everyone, turn your Bluetooth on.
How it feels to chew 5-inch gum?
We can't put that in the YouTube video. We cannot put that.
No,
in
that can't go on the YouTube video. Oh, whoever did that, very funny.
Great opportunity. Also, why do you have that in your phone right away? That's bizarre.
That's good.
Okay. Madison, yeah, who is over here somewhere.
Madison. All right, let's get to the bottom of this, okay?
All right, everyone stop looking at a girl sucking a dick, and let's focus on... That's what was airdropped.
So, Madison, first and foremost, how did you get your hash browns? Smothered and covered? No?
Ketchup.
A lot of ketchup? You deserve to be haunted. Okay. Now, what was your initial reaction when this came up, when you saw this in the selfie? You were kind of drunk. So you were like, oh, this guy behind me kind of cute.
I tried to apologize, but then the next morning I was back at the photo when I was showing my mom and my stepdad. I was like, holy shit, this is shit. But where the Waffle House is, we're in my hometown, it's a small little town, there's actually an old textile mill that's right across the street.
An old mill.
And they had like little girls that would work there, like kids.
Kids would work at the mill.
Is it haunted?
Said y'all want to come explore?
No. I will stop at that Waffle House, though.
Yeah.
Also, it's kind of funny to picture, like, I know ghosts might not be in the direct realm that we're in, but just kind of funny to think about a ghost kid sitting in Waffle House, like... Yes, he's haunting you, but like, if you take you out of the picture, he's just sitting in Waffle House. And that's kind of funny to think about.
Yeah. Is there a 7-Eleven nearby?
Yeah, good question.
We don't have a 7-Eleven.
Damn, you all poor, poor. Oh my God, I've been a 7-Eleven?
I live in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Okay, so.
I like Augusta.
You believe you're being haunted by this ghost of Emily.
Yes.
You know your child is deathly afraid of living at home with you. You haven't traded rooms, you said. Go to the couch, little boy. You don't care. But now I'm curious, have you ever done anything, paranormal investigation-wise, or anything at all to, like, cleanse?
I'm gonna sift through to see if this is in here somewhere.
Okay, but have you ever done anything to, like, try and get rid of Emily or establish that Emily is there? Like, have you done anything? You just said, sorry, kid? You're fine. Your kid is screaming every night, not sleeping, and you're fine with it?
I'm fine with Ouija board.
See?
Wait. Did you just say you've done the Ouija board after that?
Shadow Man. That explains.
Remember earlier when I asked, are there any parents in here that up things to their children?
Where did you do the Ouija board in the house? Just curious.
On his forehead, probably. Just grabbed a Sharpie and went, here we go.
The Ouija board wasn't played at my house. It was at a friend's house, and it kind of like started more things happening in my house.
Yeah, that's how Ouija boards work.
Okay, I'm asking this. I'm not trying to like pick on you. I'm just very curious. This is obviously something not pleasant for your child.
Yeah.
Why? How many years has it been?
Since like 2016.
For 7 years. And you haven't done anything to let your kid get a good night's sleep? What?
Is it a chill now?
He sleeps now, yes.
He sleeps in his room?
Yeah, because he's exhausted.
On the couch
from
still?
Crying for the last 7 years.
I can't imagine living in a house for 7 years and I'm terrified to walk down the hallway.
I've been living in my house for 2 years.
Where were you living before that?
My grandma's house that's haunted.
Your grandma's house is haunted? Yes. Are you single?
Yes.
You're seeing somebody?
Yeah, I have a fiance.
Does he know about all this?
Ish.
Ish? Huh? Oh my God. Is it? Are you pregnant? Damn, okay. Does the fiance know about this ghost shit?
Oh yeah.
And he's okay with it?
He don't believe in it.
He doesn't believe in it?
He thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah, I'm just curious if you've ever done anything to try and get rid of Emily or contact Emily or understand more. To you, that's not, I'm not worried about you, it's your fucking kid. Your kid, your child, who cannot sleep every night. That is the one I'm concerned about. You know, the one that can't drive themselves or leave the house without your permission.
Where
is the one I care about?
Hold on a second. Where's the kid right now?
She doesn't know.
Babysitter's house. Scare the shit out of the babysitter right now. Is the babysitter at your house?
No.
Oh, thank God. Probably the only sleep that kid's gonna get. Like, Mom, will you please go out more so I can go to a safe place? Also, the picture doesn't look like a little girl at all. It looks like a boy to me.
I see a little girl.
Do you? Can I see the photo one more time?
Yeah. I'm not airdropping it. Someone else is gonna jump in and pick you all. Somehow that became a verb. I'm gonna pick you.
I mean, I really, it's hard to make out what the ghost really is. I mean, it could be a girl.
Looks like two.
Twins?
They're a lot bigger now.
Airdrop them.
All right, everybody, turn your Bluetooth on.
Yeah, that looks... What?
That was Emily.
You gotta see him. He yells from the back. Virginia. Unfortunately, we do have to wrap up this show, man. I hope you guys had a great time. I really do. You guys were fucking so much fun. Thank you for being open to everything. We have a bunch of merch outside for the Haunted Homies podcast, and all of it goes towards paying the camera guys so they don't all have to be homeless when we're not filming this. So please check it out. We'll see you guys after the show. Thank you so much for coming out, Virginia.
Thank you,
guys. Enjoy your week. Be safe. See you guys soon. Have a good night.
Well, that's it for today's episode, and I will see you next Sunday. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe, and give us a review whenever you have a chance. And of course, share this podcast with a fellow paranormal lover, because our goal here is to build this community. And don't forget, you can watch all of our live episodes on our YouTube channel as well for the full experience. Find us on TikTok or Instagram at Haunted Homies Podcast, and I will see you next time.